No.
The Corner Store is at the base of Park City Mountain. It's a local's favorite for après-ski since 1974, and it has a new look this season. Joining us in studio to talk about it is owner Max Doylney. Max, a lot of people say, if it's not broken, don't fix it. So you have a loyal following. What did you change and why?
Well, I think that the best answer to that would be the state legislature decided to change some laws, and they put us in a pickle, so we had to adapt.
Pretty concrete reason there.
Yeah, we would have liked to just stay the way we were, but we really didn't have any choice with the new liquor law changes. And then we also took over some space downstairs, and we opened a ski shop called Corner Sports and a coffee shop down there. So we figured while we're under construction, might as well just get it all done.
And let's talk about those liquor laws. Basically, the Zion curtain came down, but now there's a Zion moat that says that kids can't be within how many feet of a bar?
10 feet of a service area where you serve alcohol. Yeah, these laws are so nuanced, and there are so many little elements to it. 25 restaurants, including myself and a handful on Main Street. We lobbied our senators and our House representatives for 8 months last year, and the last day, the day of the vote, we got an email saying that basically all of their promises were dust in the wind.
So does that leave you without, are you able to still sell beer at the store?
We are, yeah. Okay. We have a...
That's a relief. I was concerned there for a minute. Okay.
Well, we have a 21 and over section to the restaurant, which used to be sort of our cafe where all the kids would come in and order at the counter, and we would keep their credit cards on file from their parents, so we would make sure they got something good to eat other than just Laffy Taffy and Starburst. And then... So that turned into a 21 and over area, which is a slightly smaller bar area than we used to have. And then the restaurant moved to where the bar used to be.
Okay.
Kids can still come in by themselves. They can order their food. We can still monitor what they eat a little bit if their parents want us to. And then we opened a coffee shop downstairs. It's not open today. It'll be open in the next 5 to 8 days, depending on some health department, you know, approvals and things, because it's a new space. It's a great space for the kids as well. So we actually, it's a blessing in disguise, sort of. We serve everybody now. Families that come in don't feel like they're sitting in a bar.
Right.
The bar people that come in have a private space for themselves. If you want a coffee and a pastry, you can go downstairs and get that.
So any menu changes of significance in the main restaurant?
We did, yeah. We added... slices of pizza. So we're doing pizza because when we travel around the mountain, we see prices that feel a little bit hard for your average Joe to be able to get a slice. And so we thought, you know, in keeping with our reputation of, you know, affordable beers, affordable meals for employees, slices that you can afford fit right in. And so we added that to our menu.
What's the price point on the slices?
$6,
which you know, for Mountain is actually quite reasonable, mm-hmm. given the prices that we're seeing at the other eating options on the Mountain.
Yes, sir. Yeah, you know, it's hard in Park City, as you guys well know. They get some sticker shock, but I also try and remind people of where they are. They're in one of the most desirable places in the country to be, and it's not cheap for us to operate businesses here. So, you know, it's reasonable, I think.
So someone on the front lines, a previous owner of your business who's very close to you, told me that he thinks the ski shop is a game changer and is going to be a really big deal for the Corner Store. What's happening with the ski shop? What do you provide?
So I feel like our tagline for the ski shop is that we provide everything that a skier wants and nothing that they don't need. We don't sell $1,000 jackets, but we sell helmets and goggles and gloves and the things that, you know, you need to upgrade every once in a while. You want to see clearly. You want your head protected. We have a full-service tune shop in the back of the ski shop to keep our fleet healthy, but we can do a World Cup quality tune also. We try and do some, you know, cheap, if not free, day of waxing so that you can come up and make sure that you're faster than your friends. And depending on how much we like your friends, we'll make one of you faster than the other.
Oh, okay.
And are you selling, so you're selling, are you selling any ski equipment itself? This is mainly just maintenance and accessories.
It's maintenance, accessories, and rentals.
Okay.
So
oh, you are going to have rentals.
We have a full rental fleet. We're carrying Head and Fisher. We also have a demo fleet that we're carrying. So, you know, if you have family and friends coming into town, just let us know. We do not have a big online presence yet. We're still kind of working through our website, trying to make sure it functions properly before we put it up. And, yeah, I mean, we're really here for the locals and to serve their friends and their family when they come into town. And we can get you everything from your meal in the morning to your beer in the evening and your ski equipment in between.
And let's talk a little bit about the coffee shop. Tell us what's going on there. What kind of range of, what's the menu look like? What's the range of beverages offered, et cetera?
So the coffee shop has a full range of, you know, your average coffee menu, lattes, espressos, cappuccinos, you know, all your flavorings and the sugars that you want in your coffee. Our staff is all local. They're all local baristas. You know, we all kind of are training up on every little element of that. The menu downstairs in the coffee shop is more of a grab-and-go style menu. We're going to make a lot of breakfast burritos that are kind of ready to throw in your pocket. If you're in a hurry, you can grab your coffee and you can have that on the first chair or whatever. And then in the afternoon, we're going to try and push the pizza slice idea, slice in a beer. We can serve beer down there full strength. We can serve alcohol down there because it's under our restaurant license. So yeah, so we're fully serving everybody.
And speaking of first chair, as on good days, getting to the mountain and parking gets to be a hassle if you wait too long. How early are you going to be open if I want to get in there, get a great parking space, and stop for a cup of coffee and a burrito?
7 to 7 is the hours in the coffee shop and the ski shop. So if you're there that early, you can come in and give your skis to Spence in the back. He's running the tune shop, and your skis will be fast by the time you're done with your coffee. You can have a burrito on your walk or whatever. You can chat with Pete, who's running the ski shop or the coffee shop. He's a really eccentric, lovely guy, as friendly as they come, and super intellectual for a barista. You know?
Do you have Wi-Fi too, so we could work if we get there early?
You do. Yeah, we have as fast as we could get them to put in there. We have Wi-Fi, and there's actually quite a bit of seating, so we're super comfortable with people kind of camping out there.
And there's a write-up on your store and on you in the new Park City magazine. And Jane, the editor, was just in on Leslie's show. Great new magazine. And in the back, it references you might have axe throwing. Is that really happening?
So we had to explore all the options that we could to get a beer recreation license through the DABC, because the liquor laws are such that with a restaurant license, it doesn't matter how responsible you think you are. Our government doesn't think you're responsible enough to stand up with your alcoholic beverage and move from one table to another. If you're on your feet, technically I need to carry your alcohol for you under this license. But if we got a recreation beer license, which would be something you have at a bowling alley or any number of other thing, recreation type
pool
businesses, a pool, you know, yeah. Then you can walk around with it. In Salt Lake, they do have axe throwing.
Mm-hmm.
And we asked our representative if that would work, and he said it would. So we threatened to open an axe throwing beer rec license space in the coffee shop where you could be in your ski boots carrying your beer around and throwing an axe, and that is more safe than just wanting to go talk to your friend at the table next door, because God forbid your 21 or 20-year-old son sees you walking with alcohol.
You thinking of taking it a step down and just doing darts?
They won't let us. They won't let us do darts. They won't let us do ping pong. It has to be. It's almost
amazing.
Impossible to figure out what it is. Axe throwing does fly though, and
so to speak.
Yeah, so to speak. So we did not get that cage set up yet. So we're operating under our restaurant license, which is a bit more restrictive, but you know, we'll see what happens. Nothing is off the table because we don't know how the laws are going to change next week.
Yeah. Will you have any live music?
We will, yeah. We still have Tony Oros every Friday. We're going on 13 years with him every Friday in the restaurant. Starting in February, we'll be 5 to 7 days a week of music, depending on who's showing up and when. But we do a ton of music. And yeah, anybody that wants to play music at the corner store, we're really open to it. We even expanded our stage. It can now hold a 3-person band inside. And yeah, I mean, we're the same old place, same old staff. We're here to just try and give local people and tourists a place where they feel like they got some texture and not just corporate experience.
So same old place, same staff, but there's a big new presence on the mountain that's been there for about 4 years. And this bar has been in your family for a long time. What changes have you seen as a result of that?
We're trying to have as positive a relationship as we possibly can with Vail. The people that work for Vail are good people, and they're all coming in and seeing us because they actually cannot go into their own restaurants and bars after their shifts. They're not allowed to drink there. So they come in, and we have a good relationship with all of them. You know, that big brother thing is there, and they use that when certain rules come down. The parking is difficult, but look, there's no place like Park City in the world where you can park for free 100 yards from a chairlift. So, you know, the whining about parking is, I understand new things are, change is difficult, but, you know.
But we have the answer to parking, which is get there early, go to the coffee shop, and get your burrito.
Look at this guy. Very good.
Well, thank you. Max Doilney with The Corner Store. You can find it, as always, the base of Park City Mountain. Thanks for being here this morning.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Good luck for a great season.